A2, Shirley. Since the revelation that former Bronx Assemblyman Nelson Castro had been working as a double agent for federal prosecutors for almost the entire duration of his 4 years in office, the most popular political parlor game in Albany has been trying to guess who else might be wearing a wire. Queens Assemblyman David Weprin even joked to the New York Times that it had become de rigueur upon meeting colleagues to, quote, feel them up and down in a joking sort of way. Little did he know. Last week, we learned Castro was not alone in his undercover activities. Former state senator Shirley Huntley, also of Queens, has been working for the feds after discovering she would be slapped with corruption charges. It looks like prosecutors really hit pay dirt with Huntley, netting a much bigger fish than the one Castro managed to reel in. That, of course, would be freshman Assemblyman Eric Stevenson, who's scheduled to be indicted in federal court today. Former Minority Leader John Sampson has turned himself in this morning to the FBI to face corruption charges in connection with a bribery deal that the feds learned about while tapping Ms. Huntley's phone. Court documents reveal that Huntley, who pleaded guilty to corruption charges in January, recorded meetings with 9 different people, 7 of whom were elected officials, and 2 others who had previously worked as a consultant or staff member to a public official. It turns out that Sampson is the lawmaker identified in those documents as Senator Number 1, who sought help from Huntley for a businessman who was offering bribes in exchange for assistance to expand his business at John F. Kennedy International Airport, which happens to be in Huntley's district. Sampson set up a meeting between Huntley and the businessman, and Huntley subsequently contacted airport authorities on his behalf over the next 2 months, receiving $1,000 for her efforts. The money was ill-spent, however, because despite the bribe, the businessman did not receive a lease for additional space from the Port Authority. This is not the only incident involving Sampson that has caught the interest of federal investigators. They're also reportedly looking into the Brooklyn Democrats' relationship with a Queens real estate broker whom Sampson represented as a client through his legal practice. In this tangled web of a story, the real estate broker pleaded guilty in federal court in October to a mortgage fraud scheme and has been the focus of a loan scandal involving Queens Congressman Gregory Meeks. It's actually ironic that Huntley might be the one to take Sampson down, because back in 2010, he defended her against same-sex marriage advocates who were furious that he had agreed to support her and other Democrats who voted no on the gay marriage bill. At the time, Huntley was facing a primary challenge from a gay marriage supporter. Sampson gave Huntley almost $10,000 from his own campaign cash and tried unsuccessfully to prevent the Empire State Pride Agenda, New York's largest LGBT organization, from endorsing Huntley's opponent. In the end, Huntley actually survived the September primary, and she received roughly 70% of the vote in that race. Now, unlike with Castro, whom the feds allowed to stand for election 3 times, knowing all the while that he was, 1, a crook, and 2, splitting his time between representing constituents and trying to catch fellow crooked colleagues in the act, Huntley only ran for re-election once after being fingered by the feds, and she was defeated in a primary by former New York City councilman-turned-senator James Sanders. It is unclear if there will be more charges stemming from Huntley's work on behalf of the U.S. Attorney's Office, but most observers agree that this is just the tip of the iceberg. It is certainly bad news for the Senate Democrats, who have been trying to argue since last year's elections that they're no longer the dysfunctional and trouble-ridden conference of the past. And it is especially bad news for those who are close to Sampson and might have something to hide. Senator Malcolm Smith, the Queens Democrat who replaced Sampson as conference leader during the infamous 2009 Senate coup, is battling his own corruption charges. But there are 1 or 2 others, elected officials and former Senate staffers, who must be pretty darned concerned these days, especially if there's someone else out there wearing a wire.